This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday we began the second message in a series called Seven Prayers That Can Change Your Life. We're looking at Psalm 51 this week, not as an intellectual argument or a historical piece. We're looking at it as a prayer that you can pray, a prayer that I can pray. We begin with the reading of David's prayer to the Lord God Almighty after committing the sin of adultery and murder in David's life. It's a powerful moment. It's in his life, an intimate moment that we get to look at by listening and learning from his prayer. God bless you as you listen. And some Bible scholars think that David may have gone a whole year in denial. You and I can deny things in our own life for a long time. You've done it, and so have I. Some of you are doing it right now in something going on in your life. And I have no idea what I'm talking about with you. I have no idea, but you know. Psalm 51 says this, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Then verse 10, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Don't cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." And then the last verse, 17. "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." I want to talk to you today about a psalm that one Bible scholar said this is the most important psalm of the Old Testament in terms of pointing the way to Christ. In his opinion, he said, there is no other psalm that points to Jesus more than Psalm 51, where David comes to terms and comes to confront the sin in his life, which, by the way, it's not a Kodak moment when you confront the sin in your life. It's a holy moment. It's not a Kodak moment. It's a holy moment when you and I confront the sin in our own lives. And I really believe that with all my heart. First, verse 1 says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions." Emphasis on the word your mercy, your compassion, your great love. Have you ever talked about a family member? Have you ever talked about a friend and you've said this? "You know, it's just not his nature to forgive." You got a relative in your family, you say, "It's just not her nature to forgive. She doesn't have it in her to forgive." Anybody ever said that about you? And I'm convinced that some people that we say he'll never forgive, it's because it's not in anybody's nature to forgive. It's not in your nature and it's not in mine. But let me tell you whose nature it is in. It's in God's nature. And everything flows in your life that's positive out of the forgiveness of Christ. Everything flows out of his mercy. Everything flows out of his grace, even again, whether we know it or not. It all flows out of his grace and mercy. "Wash away my iniquity," verse 2, "and cleanse me from my sin." I found out the word iniquity has to do with my condition, not just specific sin. We're not only sinners, but we have a sinful nature. And you need to know that, and so do I.
Well, maybe you've never thought of yourself as a person who not only sins, but who has a sinful nature. But that's true with both of us. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org to listen to this message again or any other message you'd like to hear again on CrossHope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.